Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 16th. An Evergreen woman has been charged with child abuse after an infant was hospitalized in critical condition with a serious infection. Warren said Eugenia Waller, age 32, is alleged to have allowed the 7-month-old to develop blisters and a rash while she was in Waller's care. The child was also covered in feces when she was taken to the hospital, according to the warrant. Waller told investigators that she was waiting for the child's parents to get out of jail before she took her to the doctor. We have more in this story on our website. A Wyva woman faces 30 charges ranging from child abuse to drugs and traffic violations. Quishima Reeves, age 27, had 3 children under the age of 2 in her vehicle when she allegedly fled from deputies on Swamp Fox Highway. Reeves reportedly had cocaine, methamphetamines, opiates, marijuana, and MDMA in her vehicle. The children were also not properly secured in their safety seats. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A Las Vegas man was arrested Thursday after driving 90 miles an hour during a rainstorm, fighting with troopers, and endangering his dog. Joseph Paul Singletary was arrested after leading troopers on a chase along US 74. When he was taken into custody, reports said he continued fighting to the point he had to be put in a restraint chair at the magistrate's office. The dog was loose in the car and was not harmed. We have more on this on our website as well. An early morning assault with a vehicle jack that occurred yesterday is under investigation. The Yangling Road man said his girlfriend hit him repeatedly in the head with the jack shortly after 6 a.m. She also allegedly damaged his vehicle. The victim was treated by EMS. As candidate filing moves into the final days, several local races will have some competition going on in November. Incumbent Wyva Mayor Terry Mann faces challenges from Mike Schnacknick, Brittany Payne, and Brandon Aker. In the Wyva City Council District 1 race, Linda Bright-Smith is challenging incumbents Helen Holden and Vicki Pate for one of the seats on the board. Incumbent Matt Wilson at Lake Waccamaw is facing 2 challengers for the mayor's seat, as Chad Smith and Greg Jacobs have filed. Former Police Chief Scott Hyatt and businessman Lynn Hennett are running for the East Ward Commissioner seat at Lake. Incumbent Frank Carroll is facing challenges from Curtis Andrews and Christine Jacobs for the West Ward seat. Former Chaffin Town Council member Rashad Roberts is facing off with Drew Worley for a seat on that board. We have a full breakdown on the current filings at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Caroline High Memorial Library is hosting a blood drive today from 10 a.m. until 3. Walk-ins are welcome. You can sign up for an appointment by using redcrossblood.org. The library is located at 407 North J.K. Powell Boulevard in Wyva. Southeastern Community College is going to have an adult learner open house Thursday from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the SCC Library. It's an opportunity to look into switching careers, gaining a new skill, or even finishing your degree. The first 50 attendees will get a $50 gift card. There'll be free food and giveaways. Children are welcome to register. See the story on our website. Columbus County Animal Protective Services is going to bring the community and critters together for a pause, music, and moonlight this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the shelter. There'll be music, local vendors, dancing, food, and plenty of furry friends up for adoption. Now, there's still room for food trucks and vendors at the event. For more information, call 910-641-3945. For Columbus County News, this is Jefferson Weaver.